Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you. And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Arki Chankute back on the show. Arki is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Brewery Gulch Inn in Mendocino, California, which he's has sold since we first met him. But a great, great entrepreneur up there in Northern California. He's the author of Built on Trust, which is absolutely one of my top three books in my library. I wish you could see the post-it notes and the dog ears and the marks all over this book. It's one of my Bibles in the marketplace, and he's our good friend, Arki. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Very kind.
It's good to have you back. Arki's our pro and when it comes to trust. He's our grounding rod when it comes to trust. Arki, you've written recently, or not so recently, about the concept of trust, how it breaks down, and how to recover when there's a betrayal. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, trust, broken trust is a common phenomenon. When you feel betrayed, when you feel like your trust has been betrayed, there's a certain shocky type feeling. You know, some people feel it in the pit of their stomach. I mean, you can just tell.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When you're
It's a sick feeling.
Yeah. Yes. And of course, so the first thing you have to decide is, well, you know, is this worth tackling? Is it worth trying to repair it? And of course, most of the time, your choice is either to try to repair it, to see if you've got a willing participant over on the other side to really see, or to resign yourself to a them versus us kind of mentality. You know, where, for instance, what sales has such a different agenda than product development, you know, that they're not innovating together. They're not working together. So that's a stark choice right there. Them versus us versus the attempt to coordinate and innovate and to rebuild trust. So that's the first thing you have to acknowledge that it's happened and choose to try to repair.
And it can happen on many levels. I had it to happen to me one time inside of a customer's organization.
Uh-huh.
So the person that I depended upon, and you know, and whenever, as you know, when you work with a company, a larger company, you report to someone usually.
Yes, that's correct.
And that person is they're your lifeline to that company. And I had a situation years ago where that person turned out, went from being my champion to being my enemy.
Yes.
But it was, the weird thing is I didn't lose the business.
Uh-huh.
And I had to play along, even though it broke my heart. But I just kept checking my position. The company was happy with me, and the truth is, he wound up losing.
Uh-huh. So he wound up persisting with it.
He wound up. I did what you kind of what you said. I just sort of sucked it up and played along with it and tried to be the bigger person, and it wound up exposing him for what happened. I mean, it was So
here's how you become the bigger person. You first take a look. We call this clarifying the problem. You first take a look. Okay, what is the problem? What's this going to result in? What's the downside? What's at stake? And then, how could I be participating in the difficulty? That's how you take stock.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make sure you are doing everything you possibly can do on your side to resolve the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So really test to see, do you have a willing partner over there on the other side or not? Because you can't assume you do or you don't.
Or is it something that I have done to contribute to this?
That's right.
You know.
By omission or commission.
Right.
Bringing something up or by, you know, all the many ways
right.
that we do this. Not to blame yourself.
In his book, The Road Less Traveled, Scott Peck, who I interviewed twice on my show before he died, said that when he had his counseling business, he had two kinds of people who came to see him. One group had character flaws, and the other character disorder, and the other was neurotic. He said the neurotic always said, "What have I done to cause this?" He said the character flawed person never took blame for anything.
Yeah.
He said I could always help the neurotic. I could never help the character flaw.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Folks, you gotta make a decision which one of those you're gonna be if you're gonna solve this problem. Archie Chakute and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.